Now will you notice verse 24, and there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And these men who recognized how low they could stoop also had ambition to want to go to the highest. They wanted to become the greatest. Can you imagine that? Right in the shadow of the cross. And here these men are grasping for position. Well, don't we see that in the church today? The saints probably haven't improved over the apostles. Verse 25, and he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth. In other words, the Lord said, I've taken the lower place. And friends, when he took my place on the cross, it is just like today getting up from the table and telling your servant, now you sit down and eat and I'm going to serve you. When he came to this earth, all mankind should have been his servant. We should have been there to serve him. But instead of that, he served us. He set a table of salvation, and he's invited us to this great feast of salvation. What a picture that we have here. But notice what he says to his disciples, how gracious he is to them. He says in verse 28, ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, or in my testings here upon the earth. And I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me. I think the apostles will have a special place in the kingdom. You see, they bridge the gap between the Old Testament and the New. They come out of the Old Testament economy and move into the New Testament economy. And you and I are not in that position today. None of us can fit into that particular place because chronologically, they bridge the gap. Now they're going to be given a special place in the kingdom. And I think rightly so. I hope you don't object to it. And very frankly, I don't know what you could do if you did object to it. I'm for them having a prominent place myself. I don't mean to say deserve it, but I do think that if it's going to be given out, these are the men that should receive it. Now he says that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. That's going to be the place given to the 12 apostles. That will be their position. You know, friends, that the child of God has some great things in store for the future. I think that the redeemed are going to occupy actually exalted positions. I wonder if you're working for a place. Somebody says, well, I didn't think you worked for salvation. You don't work for salvation. Let me put it like this. You don't work for heaven, but you work for your place in heaven. You're going to heaven by the grace of God, but you are going to be judged according to your works to see what position that you have. Are you interested in your good works then? You ought to be. That which is done by the Spirit of God. Now, I believe the only thing that God will judge is the exercise of the gift that he gives us. He gives us a gift when we're put in the body of believers, and there are literally thousands of gifts. Why, do you know what was a gift in the early church? There was a woman by the name of Dorcas, and she just sowed. And somebody says, you mean to tell me sowing was a gift? It sure was. And she made clothes. There were widows there wearing her garments. They weren't modeling. They were witnesses that she'd made them clothes. They wouldn't have had clothes. And when Simon Peter saw that, he said, this woman's needed in the early church, and he raised her from the dead. May I say to you, there are all kinds of gifts. Now, you'll be rewarded by the exercise of the gift that God has given to you, whether you've been faithful in the exercise of the gift. Your Christian life ought to be a pretty important thing before God, my beloved.